The World Health Organization had declared the outbreak of COVID-19 as a public health emergency of international concern. The outbreak has impacted all of us in some way. You know, I did an earlier episode talking about relationships and how they're being tested during this time. And you could check that out. You could find it by literally searching for relationships tested during a time of crisis. But this outbreak has impacted all of us, either professionally, personally, economically. It's even tested some of y'all's faith. It is a lot to navigate through as you begin to figure out what is next for you and your family. You've had time to reflect, and your life has changed. What is it you're going to create? How can you shift through it all? Well, our guest this week, Coach Colin Thompson, is joining us all the way from Shanghai. Now, for those who are not up on geography or wondering if you heard me correctly, yes, he is joining us from China to discuss how you can successfully maneuver through this time of uncertainty. But before we do, hello, good evening, afternoon, or morning, wherever you may be, whenever you're listening to this show. My name is Carolyn Owens, the host of Let's Coach with Carolyn. Welcome back to this exciting episode. Let's Coach is a show that brings the best from the coaching world for you to use in your everyday life, and we talk about what coaching can do for you. We bring you some great small business ideas and some good news stories and stories about people who are paying it forward in their everyday lives. And when I'm not hosting the show, I serve to help you up-level your skills so you can up-level your income, your career, your life, or your business. And we do this through training and coaching. Now, you can find out more about me by going and where you can find my website and all my social media profiles. You can go to my Connection Hub, which you'll find at CarolynOwens360.com. You can find out everything about me there, so check that out. And, yeah, follow me on social media. Now, on our last episode, we had an amazing conversation with Sarah Worth about coaching and the role it plays in any organization or company. And it centered around being not just an effective leader, but a good leader. How do you do that? Well, you're just going to have to listen to that show, that episode. And you can search for that one. Just search for Let's Coach with Carolyn on your favorite podcast platform. And that particular show was The Coaching Effect. So definitely check that out. Now, joining us for today's show is Coach Colin Thompson. Now, Coach Colin founded, and I'm going to hope that I say this right, the name of his company, Olajai Enterprises, which is a business consulting company that's focused on coaching, training, and blockchain technologies. Huh. They specialize in personal development, relocation, coaching. Colin coaches individuals and groups on how to reach their dreams, goals, and desires. And he's developed an extensive background in the IT, the information technology field, where working for various blue-chip organizations such as IBM, Ernst & Young, and Howard University, which is right here in the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. In addition, he is co-founder of XChains, which is a blockchain-based educational and workforce platform for assessments, training, coaching, and the award of digital credentials. All that sounds pretty interesting, doesn't it? So he is here with us. I had to say he got here. He showed up early, y'all, okay? So I am going to turn his mic on so he will be right here with us. Hello, Coach Colin. Welcome to Let's Coach with Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, good morning. Well, I should say good evening to you, and thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited about today's episode.
And I have to say, for you to be so far away from where I am, you sound so clear and good.
Yeah, that's great. It's so interesting to say so far away. As you know, before coming to China, I spent 16 years of my life in the DMV area. So you're where I call home right now.
And so, and that's actually what my first question is, because I want to make sure I got it straight. Because here's, you know, I know this, but our listeners don't know this yet. You are actually a Canadian-born Jamaican who went to college also in this DMV area. You went to Howard University, and you reside in China now. How did you end up in China?
Well, I think it's one of your classic stories of parents who live in a country that's still growing and looking for better opportunity. My parents are from Jamaica, and my father, my mother, and all their siblings at some point left Jamaica looking to improve their lives. And as you may know, typically from Jamaica, you go to two places, either to England, Europe, or to North America. My parents decided to opt to go to Canada. So we first landed in Toronto, and I have five siblings out of the six of us. I was the last one to come out, and I came out in Canada. Everybody else came out in Jamaica. So that's why I say Jamaican born Canadian, because in the household it was, you know, Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica. But we all are continuing to look for better opportunities. My father was an engineer and decided to move his family from Canada to the U.S. Gosh, I'm going to date myself. Back in 1980, I was about 7 years old. So we ended up going to the U.S. And one thing my father always hammered home with us is we're citizens of the world, not just one place. And, you know, I always had that in the back of my head, wanting to learn more, wanting to explore, especially because we were immigrants to the U.S. So, you know, being an immigrant to a country, you love being there, but it might not feel like really, really home. And I'm not saying U.S. does not feel like home, because it is home, but I always had a thirst and desire to learn about the area. So luckily, well, not luckily, through, you know, additional education, through hard work, I had the opportunity to join IBM back in 2006. And at that time, they were really looking to do some expansion, not expansion, but we were looking to put some leadership abroad. So they couldn't guarantee me I would go abroad, but they made it clear that if I did join on into the management training program, there could be opportunities. So I jumped in and got the opportunity to come to China. That was 2008, and I've been here ever since.
Wow. Man. So you speak different languages too?
Yeah, I speak, I say 1.5. I say 1.5. my Mandarin is okay. I can definitely get by. It's a shame being here for so many years. I'm not fluent, but I definitely can get by. So I say 1.5 languages.
Well, for you to be living there as long as you do a little bit more than get by.
Yes,
I think,
ma'am,
we're going to hear more about that as we learn about the coaching and COVID-19 experience there in Shanghai and some of the things that you've been doing to help people transition. But, you know, you spent a lot of years working in that corporate environment there in China, IBM. How was that transition from years of the corporate environment to launching your own business?
Yeah, you know, very interesting question, because I want to go back a moment. I used to work for Ernst & Young, and as you know, Ernst & Young is very corporate as well. I had a great opportunity to go work for Howard University. So now it's a nonprofit educational atmosphere, and the stark contrast in environment was something I never forgot. I think with the corporate profit, there's pressure for the bottom line. Whereas in education nonprofit, it's more about serving your clients, serving your customers. So I felt I always had a need to get back to helping the people, so to speak, not necessarily being about the bottom line. Now, with IBM, I got to say that IBM, tremendous company, they gave me all the opportunity I could ever ask for. I never really felt like I was tired of the corporate life with IBM. However, at one point, somebody at IBM asked me to volunteer to be an internal coach. At that time, I heard about coaching. Yeah. I'd heard about coaching, but I didn't know what it was. I thought coaching was just giving advice. So
Definitely not.
So I spent about 6 months going through an internal coaching program, and you know, it's sort of like my eyes opened. I had always been more of somebody who would motivate and inspire people through my speaking. I've always imagined myself being on stage, motivating, inspiring people to do better, to do more, to get past the boundaries. So when I learned about coaching, the coaching was sort of the last piece of the puzzle, meaning I can inspire you on Monday, and I think I'm pretty good. So on Tuesday, you'll still be motivated and inspired. But as you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that motivation, that fire may not be there anymore. Through coaching, I found that you can really, you know, it's not about motivation, inspiration. It's about being consistent going forward. So to me, that was the last piece of the puzzle. So going back to your question about the transition, it was very easy for me to transition because I felt like when I left IBM, I was finally getting into something that more fit my personality and my long-term dream and desire. So the transition wasn't very hard. And let me add one thing. When I told my wife that, well, you know, we heard that our office was going to be relocating from Shanghai to Beijing. And that's like going from, I would say, Los Angeles to New York, right? Meaning a city that's very calm to a city that's very congested. And we did not want to do that. So IBM gave me the great option of either going to Beijing or separating. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I don't think I want to separate. And I don't think I'm going to look for a new job. I think it's time. And luckily, she said, go for it. And you talk about making a transition smooth. That really helps to make a very, very peaceful transition, I would say.
Well, so you had, and I think that's one of the things that we think about when it comes to the coaching and we're working with individuals, having that combined effort and support when you are in a relationship, when you are married. We have Dakota Greedy, who's one of our financial coaches, who comes on often, and that's he always talks about when it comes to putting a budget and doing some things to do it together. And you guys made this decision together, not only to pursue this business, but that you were going to stay in Shanghai.
Right, right. Yeah, and you know, there's a little story behind staying in Shanghai. So my wife is from Hong Kong, and she loved Hong Kong. So coming back to Shanghai was not her cup of tea. But when I decided to really go for my dream, my passion, and into coaching, I had to consider that, hey, we're starting a business. We're doing a business. It's not just coaching on the side while you have a regular job. This is going to be it. So looking at, you know, I've started business before. I'm an entrepreneur. So understanding what that life cycle and the process is, I knew that I needed to make sure I gave myself a long enough runway. A lot of times when people are forced to make a career change, depending upon their financial independence or financial stability, they may immediately need to have income. Luckily, by being in China for X number of years, and being the son of Jamaicans who were very cheap, I was very smart with my money. So it gave me the opportunity to have a long enough, runway to be able to start the business organically and not starting it from a place of fear. So being in China was a very good fit because of the relatively low cost of living here. And one more thing to add too, if I think about the relationships that I formed here in China, the branches, I think the branches have more value. What I mean by that is here I have friends and colleagues and clients who are from Europe, from UK, from France, from Germany. Some are from South America. Some are from Cambodia, all over the world. And what this means is, as I'm successfully coaching them, and they return back home, and people say, hey, I see your life has been transformed. You're living a better life. Your family's getting on better. What happened? I now have ambassadors all over the world. As opposed to, returning to the U.S., and coaching there and having ambassador to have a sort of a smaller footprint. So I thought this was really the best environment for me. And so far, it has really been, you know, despite what took place in January with COVID, it's really been paying off.
And it's that whole, you truly have the international approach and concept when it comes to coaching and what you've experienced. And I know, like, I do see that where a lot of coaches here in the United States, they don't have that reach. It's very localized to the United States here. I'm very fortunate that I've been able to work with and speak with people across the globe, and it truly is a different perspective if you've never, you know, worked with someone or lived or experienced life in another country. Like I said, I think even when we talked, I told you Singapore was one of my favorite places to ever visit. Oh, my God, I loved visiting Singapore, but it gave me a chance to experience something so different. So you started this coaching business a couple years ago now, but then this outbreak of COVID-19 hits. How has your life and business been impacted by this outbreak?
Yeah, I got to say that, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how such a, you know, impactful outbreak could lead to positive things. And what I mean by that is, and I'll explain this more as the interview goes on. The first thing was when this took place here in China back in mid-January, at that point, it really was not about coaching, to be honest with you. The first reaction, you know, as a husband and a father, was to protect the family. So we were outside of Shanghai. My first responsibility was to get us back home, get us back somewhere safe. And what was very interesting, once we returned back to Shanghai and I turned my view back to coaching, my clients, many of them here in China, were feeling the same way. They said, Colin, hey, let's put a pin in coaching. Right now, I can't think about coaching. Right now, I have to think about how to keep my family safe, how to deal with the new stay-at-home requirements and whatnot. And so initially, it was all hands on deck, taking care of your family. Coaching was not the priority. Now, this is mid-January, but about 2 weeks later, two, three weeks later, when I'm not going to say we started calming down, but we sort of got used to the new environment, something interesting took place. A lot of my colleagues, friends, ex-clients would ring me up or call me, ring me up or email me, asking me questions about how to cope. And it was less about the actual virus. It was more about, hey, look, I'm stuck in my house all day. How do I keep myself from strangling my kids? I wanna jump off the roof. You know, I can't get work done. I'm getting fat. So what I found was, I started to give any other coach, we don't give advice. And my friends know that if they call me asking for advice, my coaching hat goes on. So I coach and I don't give advice. So after going through that for a few weeks, what happened was, I realized I'm starting to develop a COVID coaching process, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The beautiful thing was we had a number of other coaches here that experienced the exact same thing. And we would talk, and we were very surprised by that because, you know, while we're at home trying to ride the wave out, we didn't really realize that we're becoming experts because, one, we're learning how to keep ourselves and our family safe, and two, as coaches, trained coaches, we're equipped with the skills to help other people get through the same thing. So as it relates to how personally and how my coaching was impacted, I think it made all of us a stronger coaches. Personally, you know, different families go through things differently. For my family and myself, it definitely brought us closer together because, quite frankly, we were in each other's faces every day for a good 6-7 weeks nonstop.
You were ahead of us. I mean, a lot of shelter-in-place orders and different shutdowns did not occur until that late February, March time frame here in the U.S. So you had already experienced and been through some of the things that we were just going through, because you still have connections and family still here in the United States that also reached out to you and asked, what do I do?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because this is how, well, we formed a group here called the COVID Coaches, and I'll share with you how this started. So as you mentioned, the outbreak took place here in China, and I think we were on every news channel, every news cycle, 24/7, starting in the middle of January. By the end of January, my friends, family, people who I haven't talked to in years, since high school in some cases, since college, reached out to me, how are you doing? Back then, it wasn't COVID-19, it was coronavirus. What is this coronavirus? What's going on? Are you safe? So I found myself on a daily basis responding to 10, 15 emails, pretty much saying the same thing. So I said, I don't want to write all these emails every day anymore. And I decided to just do a Facebook video, giving my family and friends an update saying, guys, I'm safe. Here I am. So I did a little 10-minute video just saying, we're safe. Here's what's going on. Yada, yada, yada. What happened was, a lot of people replied, Colin, thank you for that information. Oh, it's so good to know. And to me, I'm like, all I said was we're safe. I really wasn't giving any key information to me. But I started doing that on a weekly basis. By the third week, things were really getting more urgent in Italy, in Spain, and in the United States. At that point, it went from Colin, how are you doing, to Colin, give me some advice. Is it safe to, do I need a mask? How do I disinfect myself? So having went through that, I used the experience that we learned the first few weeks of the outbreak here to start doing a more centered set of videos, giving people feedback and advice on how to protect their family, how to protect themselves. Because you know, the only place you can protect is in your house. So how to protect your household, making sure that when people come into your house, you have a process set up to disinfect everything, and you have the comfort or peace of mind that everything inside the household is safe. So that's really how the video started. And then from there, we went more into saying, how can we provide more information and more content? So I decided to do a webinar, giving folks an opportunity to dial in and ask me questions. The webinar was very, now, let me say, this is now the end of March. Yeah, the end of March. We did the webinar, and there was a gentleman named David Taranga, who is an old Howard University graduate, who is also a video production. He owns a video production company, and he asked me if I would like to continue to provide some updates for his Facebook platform, Silver Spring Connect. He and his wife started the company a few years ago, and they felt my message was very strong. And I told him, I said, well, because things are happening so fast and the concern and anxiety that we had a month earlier, I knew that if I do one episode per week, it might not be as impactful. So I told him, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do 30 days, 30 episodes. An episode every day for 30 days. Of course, he was like, wow. And if you know doing a podcast, that's a lot of content on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A commitment.
Now, there's a major commitment. Now, what he didn't know is that in the meantime, I had already started getting my coaches aligned here. So I had we formed a collective of about 8 or 9 coaches. And I asked them, I said, look, over the next 30 days, I need you guys to support this project. And our whole goal is to provide support to the people who are in home going through the same things our friends just went through here in Shanghai and in China. And every person I asked, except one person, I'm signed on. And we did 30 episodes in 30 days. And there's a lot more to say about the whole COVID coaching thing, but I do want to say that they really stepped up and provided the support that we felt people needed. And let me just end this really quick with this. One of the things that we noticed here, especially in Wuhan, a lot of doctors and frontline workers left their families to go to Wuhan to really help control that outbreak. in the U.S. and Europe, same thing, a lot of frontline workers. We wanted to support the side that didn't get much attention, the back line.
Mm-hmm.
So as you have the grocery store workers, the people who can't stop working,
yes,
the folks who must be out there on the front lines, we said, what can we do on the back lines for the people in the homes who are now going a little bat crazy because the way of life has drastically changed. So we wanted to really focus on providing support to the people back inside the house. So I hope that answered the question. I know I went on a bit there, but I hope that answered the question.
Yes, but you know, when you and you brought up a population that I think has not been recognized enough, because if it wasn't for the grocery store workers, the bank tellers and stuff, we would not have the food supplies and things that we do
right.
have. You know, I know we're struggling with toilet paper and Clorox wipes and all of that, but the people at the grocery store had to come to work for us even to be able to get what we did. And I will tell you, I've seen some of them treated in a way that was just horrible. And they've shared some of their stories with me, how customers have, you know, these workers don't have control over this and the things that are being issued by the states and, you know, but they've taken a lot of the brunt of this with, you know, one person was threatened to be spit on, you know, yelling and cussing at them. And, you know, they shouldn't have to deal with that because they're going through this too.
Yeah, you know, it's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, when you did the 30 days of tips and strategies that you were putting out there, how was it received?
Actually, it was received very well. The challenge we had was to keep identifying topics that we felt people could take value from. Now, let me say this. We're coaches. We'll call
mm-hmm.
the COVID coaches. But for these 30 days, we were not coaching. We were just giving tips, insight, and ideas on how to not just make it through this time, but how to thrive through this time. So in the beginning, my focus was, you know, really on COVID-19 and giving some tips. I told the coaches, come on the show, come on the episodes. You must wrap your message around COVID-19. So the first week and a half, 2 weeks, I kept telling them COVID. And we had a coach, Alexa Camus, who is a relationship coach, and she's from the Ukraine. She kept telling me, Colin, this is not about COVID-19. And the other coaches were doing the same thing. Now, on my side, I have the production company that wants messages about COVID-19. They need that tag. People see COVID-19, they'll click on a button to watch it or listen to it. So I found, though, that after 2 weeks, they were 100% correct. It was not about COVID-19. All of the feedback and tips we were given are more about life.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the question about the feedback, people really were able to relate to our messages because some folks had concerns prior to COVID-19, and all COVID-19 did was amplify it. For example,
yes,
there's a lot of couples who had relationships that were not in a good place. Well, if you get up in the morning, you go to work, you come home, you go out, you may not be dealing with it as directly as you need to be. During this time of homestay, you now have to deal with these relationship challenges on a day-to-day basis. You have to deal with it in a positive way, excuse me. We have some people who were concerned about their career, just holding on to the job. Well, all COVID-19 did was amplify that. Now maybe you're furloughed. Maybe you don't know if your job is going to be there next month. So all COVID-19 really did was put a magnifying glass on life issues, life challenges. So we had a lot of positive feedback because our message was so much not about COVID-19. It was more about some of the challenges, concerns, and goals that people had or have been having for years. We had a lot of positive feedback.
Like you said, it did amplify a lot of different things that people were experiencing. And I've seen people, you talked about careers, who are not returning to the same career, although they have a job to go back to, they're not going back to it because they see what life is like without it. Now, say one of the differences with where you are there in Shanghai versus here, the businesses were required to continue paying their employees through this, and some, if they couldn't, the business wasn't going to survive. But here, that wasn't a requirement where businesses had to pay their employees. And so I would say there were cultural and geographic differences, too, on how people experienced this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know for a fact that if you look at the people who, as you mentioned, have to go to work, have to remain working, a lot of times those blue-collar workers are coming from a more more diverse areas. They're usually people of color. And because they can't stop working, because they're in the face of the antivirus, because they're living and not able to afford proper food, proper medication, they're getting more exposed to the virus overall and having the toughest time. So you know, as far as coaching, I think that one of the things we wanted to do is really talk to, quite frankly, that group, because a lot of times they're the group that really feels like there's no way out. If you think about somebody who has to go to work, let's say we have a gentleman, 35 years old, he has to go to his job working in a warehouse. Right now, we know the products must get to customers, products must get to consumers. So let's say he's working in a warehouse. Working in a warehouse, he's very concerned about getting sick. He knows he can't afford to go to the doctor. He can't afford time off. But when he goes home after work, maybe he has to stay in the garage because his family, young kids, are scared they may get exposed. So think about what that does to the psyche, the mindset. Whereas you're working all day in an environment that does scare you, you're going back home and you're still not getting that personal touch, that personal feeling from your family. So we did a lot of one-on-one coaching with individuals who were in this particular situation and helping them to understand how to navigate those situations and communicate to the family and find a sort of middle ground to manage that. So as you mentioned, this is hitting a lot of people, especially in those low income areas, very, very hard. But thankfully, we are able to provide coaching, free coaching, pro bono coaching, to help this demographic to deal with this time.
Wow. You know, so you had the 30 for 30, where you did the video series of tips and strategies, 30 videos over the course of 30 days. But then from this, another project was birthed, and that's the 40 for 40 COVID Coach Me initiative. Can
right.
you talk a little bit about what the difference is with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the 30 for 30, as I mentioned before, that came about from coaches here. I say coaches here in China, but in reality, we had coaches here that were at one point in China, and some had returned back home. If you recall, the outbreak took place during Chinese New Year. So we had coaches who were usually in China, but some had returned to their home country. So again, we came together to provide helpful tips, 30 messages over a 30-day time period. We were not coaching, as I mentioned before. We were giving advice, giving tips. We wanted to really have more direct contact with individuals. You know, when you do videos, it's sort of like you're speaking into a camera and a microphone and not knowing if you're really having an impact. As you know, one-on-one coaching, you can feel whether or not you're giving an impact immediately. So last year, I started a group of coaches, a collective of coaches called Shanghai Life Coaching Collective here in China. And in that group, we have a number of coaches that have different specialties. And these were the main coaches that were part of the 30 for 30. As we got to the final week, we started asking ourselves, wow, that felt good. Are we done? And of course, I said, guys, we are nowhere close to being done. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, I think now I have an idea. And my idea just came out the blue. 40 for 40. Let's get 40 coaches who are willing to volunteer meaning pro bono, 1 hour of their time over 4 weeks. which means that we are providing at least 40 hours of pro bono free coaching to people for at least 4 weeks. So I get 40 for 40. And this was our way to not just sort of speak through microphone, but to individually coach people and help them through this time. And it has been, so far, it has been a tremendous, we are looking to extend it past, of course, past the 4 weeks. Yeah.
So what, how are you able to know that this is what's needed for people? What, you know, was that clear, you know, let me ask this a better way. How do you know it's going to be truly effective and help someone?
It's already helped people. I look back to, mm-hmm. you know, during this time, you know, I remember when I first graduated college, I'm an IT nerd. I'm an IT guy. So when you graduate, if anybody's laptop breaks, wasn't laptops back then, but anybody's desktop breaks, computer breaks, they call you, right? They want you to help them. Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned before, everybody and the mother knows that I'm a coach. So during this time, I'm getting phone calls, and now it's all about Zoom. So I was doing a lot of one-on-one coaching calls with friends, family, and whatnot, you know, helping them deal with the COVID impacts. And seeing their reaction, seeing their aha moment, and coming back 2 weeks later and seeing how they've changed the whole experience. You know, the first 2-3 weeks of the regulations and the impact of the coronavirus, people were at home a little bit antsy. Remember the first week they felt that they weren't working from home, they were on a home vacation. And then they started getting a little froggy, so to speak. The walls started coming in, kids getting on their nerves, the not getting work done. So about between the first week and the third week, they really started having more of the challenges. And that's when I started doing more coaching and seeing how they were able to go from feeling sorry, so to speak, doing nothing, having low energy, to really finding a purpose during that time. So based on that feedback, that's one of the things that told me, hey, Colin, you got to circle back and get mm-hmm. those coaches who helped you before, and quite frankly, open it up to other coaches, right, to give back as well. Because I know for a fact coaching helps. There's no question coaching helps and coaching works. The challenge we had is, are you able to be an effective coach in one session or in two sessions? And as coaches, we really had to think of how to add value very quickly. And I do think we came up with a very good framework. You know, every coaching client is different. Every call is different. But going in there with the tools to help the person find a way in about 45 minutes to an hour, we found a way to do that. And we know for a fact we're adding value. The challenge we have, quite frankly, is getting the message out to more people.
And I have to agree with you as a coach myself that a lot can happen in that 45 minutes to an hour, even if you meet with a person one time. The clarity you can get, and there are so many, you know, everybody's experiencing this differently right now and what they're going through, but there's so many challenges and different things that have come up. Just if you're sitting there, and I think initially a lot of people, like you said, they were on that home vacation for a moment, but they were also spending a lot of time watching TV, searching online, getting all sometimes not correct information about coronavirus, COVID-19, and that wasn't healthy for them, but that's what they knew to do, you know. And then how do you process it all? You didn't want to strain your relationships by talking to somebody at home, you know, putting it, because they're going through the same thing. And I think that is another, you know, effect of coaching is you've got a neutral person who can walk you through it and then help you. One of the things I work a lot on is communication. How are you communicating, you know, what you really need to say that's not coming from that place of fear or being feeling like you're in these four walls closing in on you, you know, and we as coaches help navigate through that. So I think one of the main questions we wanted answered with this interview today and talking to you is, can coaching be a solution, a asset to what people are going through right now? And I think you would agree that that answer is yes.
I would say absolutely yes. As you know, coaching is a partnership between a coach and a client. And the way we use it, it's really helped clients take action and make positive change in different parts of their life. And right now, people have the opportunity to sit down and reflect. You know, if you think about, I'll use the U.S., for example. I think in the U.S., you guys are on your eighth week and under sort of a not lockdown, but on a home stay. And if you think about what you've achieved the first 4, 5, 7, 8 weeks compared to what you want to achieve going forward, it's the mm-hmm. best opportunity now to say to yourself, how do I make this time valuable? If you think of this COVID time or COVID-19 time as a book, right? A book in your life, a chapter in your life, and you put this chapter or this book on the shelf, and years later you come back and pull it down and, you know, flip through it, what will you have gained and learned from this time? And I think a lot of people want to take that next step to improve their life in a certain aspect, but may not know how to do that. And I think this is really the power of coaching. As you said, we're very neutral, right? This is the power of coaching. And I think what's very interesting about this COVID-19 time is the coaches, especially the teams we have together for our COVID coaches, they've just learned from experience. We just went through a lot of these same things with our own families, right? With our own experiences. So, you know, when we coach, we're able to instantly relate to what the client is saying because, look, my wife and I, we had some headbangers too. You know, there were some days when, you know, we just needed to learn how to communicate better. There were some days that we said we have to look at what we're taking in as far as the news about the COVID. Is the news we're listening to helping us or hurting us? So a lot of the challenges that we get from our clients during this time are the same things that we just went through. So we're able to relate, again, not pushing a result, but we're able to relate. And the clients feel that. They feel that when they talk to us, that we are being very authentic and we do have a tool to help them find their way forward. So I'm not going to say I think that coaching during this time or any time is valuable. I know for a fact that coaching during any time is valuable. And again, our goal challenge here is to spread the news. And I think now is a perfect time because people are spending more time at home, whether they want to or not.
And so with your program that you're doing, it allows someone to receive a free coaching session. And this is not just, ooh, get to know you discovery session. This is an actual coaching session where they can meet with someone and kind of talk through what they're experiencing. How can they find out more about it?
So, and I want to say that you are 100% correct. This is not your typical exploration session where a coach and a client will meet, and at the end will say, okay, now you want to buy coaching. I want to make it very clear that this is not that. This is a session that is all about you and all about helping you at the end of the call identify some tools and ways to go forward. So to get in contact, www.oligye.com/COVIDCoachMe. That's www.oligye.com/COVIDCoachMe. COVIDCoachMe. You can always also go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bing, Google, and type in my name, Colin C. Thompson, and you'll find your way to my information. But the quickest way, www.oligye.com, and you can navigate from there as well.
And that's an awesome opportunity. Now, in your opinion, what should individuals be focusing on during this era of COVID-19 right now?
Wow. I think that this is an opportunity for growth. It's hard for me to say what they should focus on during COVID-19. If I make it about COVID-19, I think the number one focus is keeping them and their family safe. That's the number one thing to do during this time. I think in most cases, though, at this point, most people understand how to do that. They understand how to limit their exposure to outside, how to take care of the household. I think now is also a great time for them to start thinking about how they can improve themselves, how they can make this time have value and have a purpose.
Well, you know, and I think one of the things you do have on your website are some of those videos that, and I have to say one of my favorite ones is where your wife comes in and she goes through what your routine was when the moment you walked in the door and from how you would disinfect and different things that you would do. And there are things that people don't think about in those videos, which has enabled many people there in Shanghai not to get sick by doing some of those things. And then these videos you did were seen across the globe. So it had an impact not just there, but there were people in Europe and here in the United States that were all watching them as you learned and shared, which, like I said, you were ahead of us, so it helped people here. It was a true asset for them. And so I know there's a great deal of people who appreciate that you took time to do those 30 days worth of video, and now you're expanding that to the 40 for 40 with the Coach Me for COVID-19. And, again, you've given out the information, so I encourage anyone who's interested, please reach out and take part in this. You know, it's a great opportunity. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, Kayla, let me say a couple of things here. First of all, that video was what really changed the game because people, it gave a very quick view on how to protect your household, how to disinfect, and people were shocked that we went through all those steps each and every time we came home. So that video was really what started people to reach out to me and say, do more, do more, do more. That was a very quick 45-second video, and my wife became a small overnight sensation. I want to add that, as I mentioned, for the COVID 40 for 40, we are looking to provide more coaching to individuals. At the same time, we also need more coaches. Right? We want to be able to provide this service through the end of October. I tell people we want to provide this service until kids are back in school. And the reason I have that vision, I believe once kids are back in school, it means parents are back to the office also. So while people are under some sort of regulations, we want to make sure that we have pro bono free coaching available to those who need it. So if you are a life coach, you can also reach out www.oligye.com and send me an email or contact me, and we'll sign you up to be a coach as well. Because again, it's not just trying to provide coaching to a small amount of people. We're trying to really do two things: provide coaching to people that can benefit from it right now, and to really promote what life coaching is. Because a lot of people still aren't very, very sure on what life coaching is. And Carolyn, let me just do one more thing, because I really have to thank the original set of COVID coaches who supported the program. I called them at 11:59 and said, I need your support tomorrow. And they stepped up. So I want to thank Janine Jacobs, who is a happiness and motivation coach from Germany, T-Bird Love, who is a change and self-love coach from New York City. And she had a great comment during our session. She said, during this time, it's a great time to remember the memories of your future self. And I thought that was very powerful. Mm-hmm. We have Gregor Tavares, a Japanese Brazilian gentleman coach, who is a conscious leadership coach, who really teaches a lot of Eastern coaching philosophies. Alexa Camus, who is a relationship coach. one of my mentors and somebody I turn to a lot, Coach Kenesha Berry, who is also a relationship coach out of North Carolina, Elise Lee, who is a positive energy coach, Gregor Frentes, who was our fitness coach, Cindy Gone, who wasn't a coach, but she had the story of her being separated from her son during the entire outbreak time, which I believe was about 3 months. The day she was going to pick her son up in Wuhan, they closed the border. So she was separated from her 4-year-old son. Yes, it was very it's a great story if you folks want to go back and watch the video. And Him Wong was a gentleman here in Shanghai who underwent five quarantines in a matter of 2.5 months. And he shares his story about how he did that to protect other people. And then finally, I have to thank David and Danielle Terlanga, who are the team behind Buzz 365 Media, who produced all of the episodes for $0. They did all that pro bono. And the funny thing, the first episode they did, the intro was so magnificent, we had to up our game and provide, you know, to be more professional. We had to really step up. So I want to thank them tremendously. So as you see, this was a team effort together. And again, going forward, we still have an even bigger team for COVID 40 for 40. So we hope to get more clients and we hope to get more coaches.
And this is I want to reiterate, it's a no-cost coaching session, and you have coaches across the world. And for coaching, one of the cool things about it is that person does not have to be in the same location as you. If I wanted to have you coach me, you're in Shanghai, I'm in the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, we could do that. And so, you know, don't limit yourself in for those who are listening. And take advantage of the opportunity. And maybe if it's not for you, it could be someone you know of that this would add value to. So before we wrap up tonight, I do have one more question. But before we close out, I want to make sure people, again, know how to find you on social media, et cetera.
So my website, www.olige.com. That is the main website where you can go and look me up, and you can get all of my social media contacts from there as well. But let me tell you more about my social media contact information. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's at Life Coach Colin T, at Life Coach Colin T. Twitter, Coach Colin T1. That's Coach Colin T1. Instagram, Coach Colin T. LinkedIn, you can do Colin Thompson, or you can do Company Olige Life Coaching. And YouTube, it is Colin Thompson. So there's a lot of different ways to catch me. But if you go to www.olige, you can navigate your way to find me on a number of different platforms. And Carolyn, let me just say thank you for allowing myself and other COVID coaches to have opportunities to share what we experienced and what we're doing here. As you mentioned, we want to provide coaching not just in one time zone. We strategically make sure that we have coaches all over the globe. We have some coaches who don't even speak English, to be honest with you.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So, yes. So we want to make sure that we're covering our footprint is as wide as possible. So on our website, it's very easy. It's one step. You go to the website, you select a time. You do the calendar there. You select a date and time. Press reserve, and that's it. That's it. You get an email confirming, and then join at the second time. It's very easy.
That's awesome. Wow. So you have 30 seconds to leave a message with our audience. What is that message you want to leave them with? What is that main message that you want them to leave with today?
Stand up, get up. Take a look at what you're doing right now. Are you in a place where you are really reaching your goals? Are you in a place where you're really striving? Is your family in a place where they're really striving? If not, if things could be better, reach out to myself or one of the other COVID coaches. We are here to help you identify ways to improve not just your life, but the life of your family as well. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. You know, and I just want to remind people that you know, coaching is still happening. It's actually an industry and field that's growing during this time. And over the next week or so, I plan to do an episode where I'm going to go in more detail to help you know what you need to determine if life coaching is right for you beyond this one session, how to pick the right coach for you to kind of help you as this field is growing, that you'll understand more about the industry, what right looks like. And I'm going to tell you, this program that Coach Colin has is right. It is definitely purely from the heart to help you, to help those you know. And so I definitely encourage you to reach out to him. You know, had I not served in the military, or if I had not been, you know, serving as a coach and having the faith that I have, I think that this experience with the coronavirus, COVID-19, would be a totally different experience for me. You know, we, you know, as Coach Colin described, we put our skills into place for ourselves as well. You know, at the beginning of this year, I made a commitment to provide and share with you some tips and strategies to empower you to create your best life. COVID-19 does not change that for me, for us. So I will be sharing resources such as this program that Coach Colin has created, along with sharing experiences and, you know, other resources that will help you navigate through life, empower you, motivate, and inspire you. So I encourage you to subscribe. You can find me again. I'm on all different platforms now, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We're even on Google Podcasts now. So check us out. Stay in touch with us. And, again, reach out if you have any questions. But always remember, it's about success on your own terms. Again, Coach Colin, we thank you for joining us on Let's Coach with Carolyn today. And I look forward to hearing about what develops with your 40 for 40. Please reach back out to us and let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I want everyone, please have an awesome, blessed week. Bye-bye.